Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, just a few weeks ago, our reporter Brian O'Connell reported on the level of arrears owed by social housing tenants. And we heard then that over 70 million euro alone was owed across several local authorities. Well, after that report, a listener got in touch to point out inconsistencies in how weekly rent figures are set around the country and how, depending on where you live, carer's allowance might not be excluded when it comes to means testing your income. And Brian joins us now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So we'll start with the basics. Once someone is accepted for social housing, what factors then determine just how much rent they have to pay?
Well, it's really up to each local authority to set the rent, and they might take a number of factors into account. You might think there's something of a consistent approach across the country. People on certain allowances or more limited incomes due to family circumstances you would think would pay less, but it's not always the case. Just to pull back the lens a little bit, I did detail in my report about 2 weeks ago how much arrears has built up across seven of our largest local authorities, so some 70 million euro owed in arrears. And then I also detailed how many tenants owe more than 10,000 euro. The figures were quite significant. They show hundreds of tenants across these local authorities now owe more than 10,000 euro, but payment plans would be in place in many of those cases.
And after we heard from you in that report, someone got in touch with you and just wanted to highlight this difference on how the rents are calculated. And that may be a factor. In why there are so many arrears.
Exactly, why those arrears are so significant. This listener would prefer not to be named, and she wanted to point out this really unfair approach, as she sees it, taken by some local authorities in relation to carer's allowance. So it would seem that depending on where you live determines whether or not your local authority will exclude the carer's allowance as income when it comes to means testing your weekly social housing rent. She believes this is hugely unfair. It results, she says, in many families being unable to afford the rent that's set, and therefore that's one of the reasons she feels that arrears would accrue. Now, this woman told me two of her children have additional needs, and this is some of her story.
I was assessed with the council under a one parent family allowance, which was which I'd been receiving for many years. And my weekly rent worked out at 63 euro per week.
And did you feel that was fair?
I did. I felt that was very fair, very modest, 1968 bungalow. I'm a full time carer for my two children with special needs.
When did the issue arise then?
My circumstances changed in September 2023, and I requested a rent review. My income changed for the worse, and the rent review came back with a 75% increase in my rent. 75%. So it went from 63 euro a week to 111 euro 70 per week.
So how did they figure if your income went down that you owed more in rent?
Because I'd been receiving family carer's allowance since September 2021 for my two children with special needs. I am receiving half carer's allowance for one child and half again for the other, which at the time was a total of 174 euro per week.
So essentially the council looked at that and said, this is income.
This is income, and decided that based on that 174 euro per week that I was receiving, that my rent should go up by 75%.
So essentially, you're getting the carer's allowance on one hand, and the council are asking you to hand it over to them,
or a
portion of it. And your issue with this, apart from the fact that it doesn't leave you very much to live on, is that not every council has this approach.
Certain councils only charge half rate carer's allowance. They assess half rate carer's allowance. Certain councils don't assess carer's allowance at all. The council under whom I am a tenant assess full carer's allowance. This is sporadic around the country. Every council operates their own system of differential rent.
So you got in touch then with several local authorities, Brian, to confirm that there is a difference in approaches.
I went back to some of the local authorities I detailed where there are arrears, and I asked them about their approach in relation to carers allowance, how they look upon it. So, for example, in Limerick, the average social housing rent, €66, 100% of the carers allowance is assessed for rent purposes in Limerick. If you look at Cork City, the average weekly rent is just over €70, and they disregard for rent assessment purposes the carers allowance, unless it's your only income, and then it's assessed at the basic welfare allowance rate. For example, Waterford, average rent €69. Where the carer's allowance is the sole income, again, the rent will be calculated at the minimum rate of €30 per week. If there is other household income, then the carer's allowance is disregarded. So you can see there, Claire, just in that snapshot, a real difference in approach throughout those local authorities.
Now, I know you got in touch with Family Carers Ireland. This is on their radar too. But on this issue of an allowance being paid, like, the carers would argue their costs in caring for a loved one are really significant.
Absolutely. And it should be pointed out that some councils will have a rent cap. But again, in circumstances where if this is the only income in a house, it means you're further disadvantaged compared to families where there may be multiple incomes, but then the cap is in place. On the point of whether or not allowance should ever be included as income, this person, the listener who had got in touch with us, pointed out that carers carry significant additional costs in caring for their children.
Carers have extra costs, heating and food are my two main extra costs.
And I'd imagine you're having to go out privately and pay for services which the state
Correct.
Should be providing. So when I did a report a few weeks ago and I looked at the level of arrears across local authorities, you feel that this is a factor in some local authorities.
Absolutely, Brian. And that is my case. Considering the amount of rent that I was being asked to pay after the rent review, based on the fact that I was receiving carer's allowance, it seems unbelievable. It seems, absolutely not in touch with what the life of a carer is like. They don't assess domiciliary carer's allowance, but the logic is not carried over to carer's allowance.
Yeah.
My children with special needs haven't changed. They still cost the same amount of money.
So what would you like to see done?
Well, I would like to see carers allowance being assessed by local authorities, really reviewed and really abolished, because it is very unfair. We get a meagre amount of money for the work that we do. I just feel that why should my carers allowance be plugging a gap or helping to increase the rent taken in by local authorities, while the deficit could be coming from central government?
And we're going to come back to the government response to that, Brian. But that's an issue. As we said, Family Carers Ireland are also aware of this.
They've been gathering data around this inconsistent approach, as they would see it. I spoke to Catherine Cox, Head of Communications and Policy with Family Carers Ireland. She began, Claire, by talking about how the approach differs in relation, firstly, to the full carers and then the half carers allowance.
This is at the discretion of the local authorities, and that means that, unfortunately, it is inconsistent and very inequitable for carers right across the country. So basically, and we know of a situation where a family in Kerry who are providing care for a loved one in the exact same situation as a family in Wexford, but the family in Kerry are paying €79 per week and the family in Wexford are paying €147 per week. So that's an 87% difference. We have families and some local authorities take into account disability allowance paid to a young person between 16 and 18, and they take that into account. Other local authorities don't. So again, you have a completely unlevel playing.
Unlevel. Should the local authority ever take into account carer's allowance?
Carer's allowance should be disregarded at the social welfare, the basic social welfare rate. For example, if somebody is on a job seeker's allowance, that is discounted at that basic social welfare rate. So if they were to do the same for carer's allowance, and if it was disregarded at that basic social welfare rate, then anything above that in carer's allowance would be disregarded. So it wouldn't be taken into account.
The majority of the carer's allowance wouldn't be taken into account. And at the moment, we've circumstances where 100% of it is taken into account, and we've circumstances where 0% of it is taken into account.
Absolutely. And that is completely inconsistent. Now, in the programme for government, there was a commitment to address this. Absolutely want to make sure that they do not address this by going to the lowest common denominator, where every council suddenly takes all of the carer's allowance into account.
Now, that is Catherine Cox, but we mentioned the government response, and you did get in touch with the Department of Housing, Heritage and Local Government, Brian.
Well, they reconfirmed that essentially different approaches are taken to setting the rent across local authorities. Now, on that government commitment, which was to look at how rent is assessed, what they've said to me is that there is a, they are committed to developing proposals to review this rent system. They have completed an initial scoping exercise to determine the focus of a review, and more work is ongoing in this area. Proposals will be submitted for the Minister's consideration in due course.
Brian, thank you very much. That's Brian O'Connell. And coming up after the break, we're going to hear why frustration might be the greatest missed emotion in mental health.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.